The Odyssey is the legendary epic tale composed by the blind poet Homer. The tale of Odysseus was first presented in pre-literate Greece by professional storytellers. So imagine, if you will, that the year is 500 BC, that you are somewhere in Greece, and you don't know how to read. After the Trojan War, it was 10 years before Odysseus returned home to Greece, where his wife Penelope was waiting, weaving, and fending off lots of muscle-bound Hercules type. Where was Odysseus all this time? Eating baklava with a beautiful nymph Calypso on a Mediterranean island. For 8 years, that's how badly he wanted to get home. Finally, Odysseus hits the open sea, only to have good old Poseidon wreck his ship, but Odysseus is rescued and tells his story. And if there's one thing Odysseus can do, it's talk. So here's what happens. Odysseus and his men leave Troy victorious, but they're blown to the land of the Lotus Eaters and sack out for a while in the Lotus position. At the next port of call, a one-eyed Cyclops eats two of his men for dinner and two more for breakfast before they escape to the edge of the world. That's where all the dead people live. They reminisce about old dead friends, drink a little blood, then they sail past the island of sirens with a seductive song. Luckily, they all had wax in their ears, so no one heard a thing. Then the six-headed monster Scylla chomps down six more of the crew, so the rest of the guys say, what the hell? And they just come out some sacred cows belonging to Hyperion, the sun god. The gods get angry again, and they kill everyone else except for our hero, who somehow manages to get home. Then, with the help of Athena, goddess of wisdom and arts and crafts, Odysseus kills just about everyone. Then he takes a break, he makes love to his wife, visits his dad, has some souvlaki for lunch, then he starts killing again. But this time, Zeus, king of the gods, intervenes.
Knock it off, Odysseus!
And when Zeus talks, everyone listens.